This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside hour two of The Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith and my best friend Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. We got Jason Cole, Pro Football Hall of Very Good voter joining us coming up in 20 minutes. Maybe he's a perfect guy to talk to because since he is a Hall of Fame voter, he can tell us if Derek Carr can be a first ballot Hall of Famer with the Jets, like the Jets told him in their visit this weekend.
Yeah, I think his criterion might even be harder and more harsh than yours. I just win a couple of Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's all. That's
seems like an easy path. The obvious answer to that is Plunkett. I know it's a different time, space, and everything else, and how we value and love our quarterback play. But man, I tell you, it is one of the greatest yarns. You thought we were going to have nothing this week of the off season. All right, Super Bowl's in the rear view. Everybody's on vacation in the league. Nah, not so fast. Hold my beer, say the Jets.
So we got that coming up in a bit, but before we get to Aaron Rodgers, you probably heard the update from Nick Cope right there a few seconds ago. This was late breaking news last night regarding Brock Purdy. He was supposed to have surgery today for his torn UCL, and then he would go through the offseason, it would be repaired, he would come back, and the Niners would have to figure out their quarterback situation. Well, now it's been delayed because the swelling in his arm has not gone down enough to have surgery, so they're going to reconvene sometime in early March and figure out if they can schedule the surgery then. So now we're pushing it ahead maybe at least another month until he can have surgery. This means in a best case scenario, he is back on the football field throwing a football at the end of August. And who knows what kind of condition his arm is going to be in. Will it be a quick ramp up and he's good? Is it going to be a slow ramp up? This means that Trey Lance is a starting quarterback for the 49ers beginning of the season. Nothing is happening to stop that from occurring. Yes, he's coming back from an injury as well, but he's going to be cleared for OTAs. He'll get he'll get all the reps over the course of the offseason, and the Niners need to see him play. They need to give him at least another preseason and regular season of seeing what he has, because look, they still haven't seen a lot. The guy's going to go four. People are going to go to college and graduate without seeing Trey Lance play more than a handful of snaps in the National Football League. So they know they need to see him play. This makes that a reality. And he's going to be the number one guy. The Niners will probably bring in somebody else to be the backup to get reps because Purdy's not going to be able to get on the field for a bit. But that's how it's going to go. And Lance will be the quarterback, and he'll start, and there will be a really short leash because the memory of what Brock Purdy did this season is too fresh, and maybe he's the next Brady, and the desire to see him back on the field will overwhelm things. So the good news for Trey Lance is he'll be the starting quarterback, but how long does he hold on to it? If he has two bad games to start the season, it's going to to be Brock Purdy time. Hey, Purdy's ready. He's ready. He's healthy. He's ready to go. We're going to Brock Purdy. That's kind of how it goes. But all this drama we thought we'd get in the offseason with the Niners at the center of it, with what are they going to do? Are they going to trade Trey Lance? What's going to happen? Is Brock Purdy going to be the guy? That's kind of out the window now because Purdy can't throw a football till the end of August.
Well, still drama. Just it shifts. And now it's all on every rep, every pass attempt, every failed pass attempt, every pass to error that would have been picked off. You know, all those things we do now with quarterbacks will be amplified to the 100th degree with Trey Lance in this scenario. Coming back off his own injuries, so there's already that. And we watched with the 49ers, and you don't say it's luck because you were prepared and you brought in a guy that had a good college pedigree in Purdy, and he was ready for prime time when duty called, and that's great. But you're looking at, does lightning strike twice? Is he going to be ready in coming off this injury? The fact that you're delaying things another couple of weeks, maybe another month minimum, leaves me a little unnerved. And maybe you have to start looking and seeing, all right, is it another young guy in the draft? Is it someone that gets cast off? Or is it a veteran that you just want a guy who will keep the line steady for what is a pretty stacked roster? Because if you look at all your preseason predictions, awful lot of 49ers on the board in terms of representation for the big game in Las Vegas. So curiosity, but for Trey Lance, yeah, the microscope is there. And as I've always said, it's a sunk cost. I know you want to see what he is, but those are draft picks and those are considerations that are long in the rear view. You're playing for 2023, so you can't be caught up in nostalgia and your own sense of, did I get outsmarted?
Boy, remember that day we traded up for Trey Lance? Ah, that was some day. I sat on the porch drinking lemonade. It was a wonderful day for us, but hey, those days are gone. We're in a new era now.
Well, but how much of the analysis of the past year is like, well, you have to see what he is. Like, no, you don't. He hasn't been on the field. You had another guy that was winning. If Brock Purdy was healthy, and that's a big if. You don't know what would happen in that game. You don't know how this would have proceeded. And going into the offseason, yeah, Trey Lance could have been traded. Remember when he did the thumbs up or the wide eyes, I think, was the actual emoji when Rand Carthen went down to Tennessee? I mean, there's stuff there. You start adding to that. Guys know what social media, little hijinks like that do. And to say, oh, I was just trying to get a rise out of people, that doesn't work in 2023. It has meaning. It has gravitas because we said so.
Twitter, how about a Fresca, Mike? It's Swollen Dome again. That just in last night, the postponement for Brock Purdy surgery. And look, it's August at best for him. So if he's back healthy in August, okay, that's the pressure is on Trey Lance then from week one. But maybe it's not till September or the end of September, which means Trey Lance has 6, 7, 8 weeks to be able to get it going. But it's not, is he going to, who's going to win the job and is anybody going to get traded? It's Trey Lance is the guy. Like this is a big change in the offseason for the NFL because of that news with Brock Purdy that came in last night.
Well, and you know me, I love to tie all things together. We were talking about David Carr being the great hype man for his brother. I mean, we saw several promos from the great Paul Heyman about Brock Purdy. I don't get those if he's not available. Heyman's got to go find someone else to champion and be chief counsel to.
So with that now, a storyline that's taken off the board. All eyes, they've never really left. Well, I can't say, can you have eyes on something that is in a darkness retreat? Like, can we still have eyes on Aaron Rodgers?
We're still watching a cabin. Maybe it's the Guatemalan Hermitage Retreat that I've been researching as something maybe for a group experience for us to really immerse ourselves in this world.
Dude, if I want a darkness retreat, I'll turn the lights off of my house. I'm not going to spend money on a plane.
Buddy.
It's expensive to fly to Guatemala, buddy. I'm going to stay here and turn the lights off.
But it's an unparalleled experience in intense seclusion.
It's not
a practitioner is deprived of all light and sensory distractions, thus plunges into a deep witnessing awareness of the mind and eventually experiences the perception of the inner light of pure consciousness. Come on, man.
Yeah,
this goes down to the monks and llamas in Tibet all the way through.
Sure, but I can get that same thing by saying, hey, go into your bedroom, lay down on your bed, turn the lights off, close the shades. Boom, darkness retreat.
3 days, $800 and a trip to Guatemala.
Yeah, you know how much it cost me to go do that? $0. It cost me to walk across from one part of my house to the other.
Well, what's more exciting? Have you set it up as a proper meditative and contemplative space? Probably not. You probably have Jets memorabilia all over the wall, which is going to cloud your judgment because you're looking into a given space and going, there's my Gaston poster. There's Hall of Famer Joe Klecko right next to him. Look at that. Look at it.
But come on, man. Aaron Rodgers is the guy who he's the celebrity who whenever there's a new fad or a new trend, he's the early adopter of it to make him look like I'm really cool and irrelevant. Oh, I'm going to go on a darkness retreat. It's like, what? And I'm sure he thought that sounded really cool and it was going to be the off-season thing for him to go, ah, here's how people are going. I'm going to blow people's minds. I'm going to go on a darkness retreat. And meanwhile, it's had the exact opposite effect where teams are going, wait, when we want a decision from this guy, he's got to go on a darkness retreat. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Because I agree with the impact that this is not helping him. It just makes him look like, hey, you know what I heard? If you drink water straight off a glacier, it's going to put stuff in your body that's going to make you live until you're 150 years old. I mean, that's Aaron Rodgers. Oh, you know what I heard? I heard this. Hey, I heard the snake oil is really good. Hey, you know, that can really solve all your problems. That's who Aaron Rodgers is. And now everybody, we're still waiting for him to come out of this darkness retreat. I can't believe he didn't come out of the dark retreat a day ago, like Groundhog's Day. I'm coming out, I'm talking to Pat McAfee, and I'm saying I'm playing. But he's still I don't know. It was the end of last week. It was a four-day retreat. Here we are, and it's Wednesday, and we have not heard from him. I mean, maybe he's sleeping. That's what I'd be doing in a darkness retreat because the lights are off. I mean, what else are you going to do? But I mean, we're still waiting now for him to come out, and the more time that goes on, the less desire there's going to be for teams to say, yeah, I want to go all in on Aaron Rodgers because he came out of his darkness retreat and we're ready to go. Do you think about that for a second, that teams are actually having meetings now? Like the Jets are actually having meetings right now and they're saying, okay, so where do we sit with Derek Carr? Hey, everything is where it was. He loved the visit with us. I followed up with his people. I followed up with David Carr. He's happy. They're going to take a little bit of time. They want what teams do we have to worry about? Well, the Saints, if they want to get back interested, I'm hearing another team, but I don't know. Okay, what about Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, so the darkness retreat, I think, is still going on. I don't know. I haven't heard. Hang on, where's my... the darkness retreat. Bernice, do we have that it was Thursday or Friday that he went? What day was that darkness retreat? I mean, really, our NFL teams, they're having this kind of conversation when it comes to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That's not even on the medal stand. One, does he want to play football? Beyond how much money he's going to make, right? Because those are two separate questions under one line item. You've got the arm strength and buy-in. We watched it last year with the young receivers, with his walking the earth. And this has nothing to do with darkness retreats. It's just that. Three, he's going to be 40 years old. We've got very few circumstances where guys that were 40-plus continued to play at an elite level. And I know we've changed the meaning of the word elite. It's kind of like words in the dictionary. It's like, well, that doesn't really mean that. It's like, it does now. Enough people misused it. Same thing with elite when it comes to our professional athletes. How many elite quarterbacks are there? 17. It's like, how's that possible? It's like, this is the way the world works in 2023. But the 40-year-old thing also applies. So add all that together. And then you start getting into the darkness retreat and anything that you would categorize as quote-unquote weird.
Look, and you hit why, when he comes out of this, retirement's not going to be an option, okay? Because clearly, he still loves being the center of attention.
Sure, right? Why everybody's waiting. It's got to be about him.
When you retire from the NFL, no one's going to care if you go on a darkness retreat for whatever you need to do. But he has found a way in the last 2 years to grab the news cycle and never let it go. I don't think for a second he thought his popularity would rise the way it did. But it did. After he said, I might want out of Green Bay, suddenly that was the storyline. And we've been on that for 2 years now. And he has seen that whatever he does gains attention. So he can go on and he can talk about conspiracy theories and he can go on vacation and show everybody, this is what I'm doing. Who am I dating? What's going on? He loves that. He loves that part of it. And when you don't play football anymore, less people are interested, right? Tom Brady is an icon of what he does in his retirement now. We're always going to pay attention to, right? Still, him and Gisele Bündchen are making page six in the New York Post, and they're on the internet every day. Here's Gisele Bündchen leading leading her, living her best life. Here's Tom Brady with the kids. Like, Brady is an icon, and Aaron Rodgers is dying to be that kind of guy. But Rodgers is someone who is only that interesting because he's playing. And when he stops playing, it doesn't happen for him. So is he really going to retire? Look how much he loves the attention. He hated going on Pat McAfee's show last week that people were upset that they didn't know when the darkness retreat was going to happen, right? Remember when he said, hey, and people are asking, hey, the darkness retreat was always scheduled for the end of this week. Like, dude, come on, man. You're upset that people don't know when your darkness retreat is. You're somebody who can't go 5 seconds without loving the media and the attention. So there's no way he comes out and says that's it. It's going to be a joint statement with him. When he does emerge, it'll be a joint statement with him and the Packers saying, we figure both sides, it's best for us to move on, and then the big offseason push for Aaron Rodgers can happen. That's how it's going to go. But yeah, retirement, yeah, I did not see that for him. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Coming up next day, we'll have a little bit more on Aaron Rodgers. What about Lamar Jackson? Is he going to wind up getting traded as well? Will he usurp Aaron Rodgers as being the big name we talk about this offseason? Yes, the first ballot Pro Football Hall of Fame case for Derek Carr. All that and more. Keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio. Time for new tires? Trust the experts at TireRack.com. They've been crushing it for over 40 years. They got the experience, knowledge, and passion to assist every driver. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Try their easy-to-use tire decision guide, answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. They've got the full line of hand-cooked tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Free 2-year road hazard protection, nails, screws, potholes covered. Shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Or skip the waiting room. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. A Tire Rack technician will bring new tires to your home or office and install them on site. How cool is that? The ultimate convenience. That is a game changer. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/Dan and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, my best friend Mike Harmon, in for Dan and the Danettes today. They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. It takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. Well, we have the darkness retreat for Aaron Rodgers. We have the ESPN report that the Jets told Derek Carr that if he comes to New York and wins, he will be a first ballot Pro Football Hall of Famer. Well, there is no better person to talk to right now than a Pro Football Hall of Fame. Well, actually, Hall of Very Good Voter. You can check him out on OutKick, longtime NFL insider. It is Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, buddy?
They allow you guys on during the day?
Yeah, here we are.
Like before darkness comes?
Like, yes.
Do they understand what this show is about?
Yeah, we have our own darkness retreat, and then we come out and we do the show, and then we go back into the darkness retreat.
No, it's not a retreat. It's just darkness.
I've been wandering the darkness low these many years, Cole. I've seen things.
I know. I've been on the show.
there's some moments we are in full retreat. Yes, that does happen. That will occur.
Yeah, for retreat, full darkness. We've got it all going. There's nothing quite as darkly funny, however, as the idea that Derek Carr will be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Not just a Hall of Famer. I mean, not just a Hall of Famer.
A first ballot Hall of Fame Jet.
Yeah.
A guy that could be on the same level of the newly installed levels of the Hall of Fame, where his bust would be next to Deion Sanders.
Yeah. See, it's funny. When I watched, that's a good one, too. When I watched Zach Thomas during that, the Hall of Fame knock on the door, and he shows up and he breaks into tears. I kind of welled up a little. I covered almost the guy's entire career. Played a little part in getting him in to the Hall of Fame by, presenting him and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that third cowboy that you pushed in the door.
You have to make certain agreements. okay, and so we do things for people. I did well up a little bit. I got a little verklempt. I had a tear in my eye when I heard of the Derek Carr report. It was not, however, the same emotion. Let's just put it that way.
Listen, he goes to the Jets, and the Jets win.
The Jets. Don't even try the radio shtick thing.
Okay? No. Dude, hey.
Okay,
hey.
It's just not the – don't do it. Don't go there. Don't grovel to the world that the Jets will somehow make his career better.
Okay.
It's just not going to happen. Okay?
First of all.
The Raiders screwed it up already. The only thing that you can do worse than the Raiders – in terms of screwing up somebody's career, is the Jets. There's the Lions, too. But, they're at least on the upswing.
Exactly. If you go to the Jets or the Lions and you win two Super Bowls as a quarterback, you're getting in the Hall of Fame. Because it's not like you went and won with the Steelers or the Cowboys. You're getting
Super
in the Hall
Bowls
of Fame.
If you go to the Jets or the Lions, that's the problem.
But
you
it was
upon any number of stars. There are not two Super Bowl victories in your future.
That's irrelevant.
You are paying the price for winning the Super Bowl III, okay? It's just that's it. That's all
listen,
you get.
Listen, Derek Carr is going to the Hall of Fame as a Jet, and they're gonna break
the
Joe Namath's bust, and they're gonna put Derek Carr's bust in instead of Joe Namath, and you're gonna excise him from the Hall of Fame and go here, and Derek Carr's gonna have a big sledgehammer. He's gonna break Joe Namath's bust. It's gonna fall to a million pieces, and here goes a Derek Carr bust right there.
Is he spitting? Are you spitting right now?
It's exciting.
Like, is this like a spit take? Like, are you really just like lathering up, and the foam is coming out right now as you try to sell this idea to the public.
Oh, yeah. And his Hall of Fame speech will be with a New York accent. It's going to be the best.
Actually, it should be something of a Jersey accent. It should be like Jersey Shore. That's what it is. Because most Jets fans are Jersey Shore.
Hey, you know, when I showed up here, people didn't think we could win. Hey, I blank you. Hey, blank you, Samini. You didn't think we could win. Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, we won the Super Bowl.
Samini, hey. Look on this, Samini, hey.
No, but legitimately.
Samini, 30 years. You've been covering 30 years, Samini. 30 years. You ain't never seen something like me. Nothing, Samini. Nothing like me.
Did they have to draw
all, Samini? That's what I'm talking about, Samini. Me, baby, Derek Carr.
That was really well done.
Someone's
like
getting a
character.
DM. Someone's getting a DM from Rich Samini, and it's not me. It's gonna be him. Okay.
Yeah, but think
Poor
about
Rich.
That in that
Rich.
Jets
Rich
room.
Is such a nice guy. Rich is like the nicest reporter in the NFL, and we just brought him in. This collective idiocy.
Hey, man, it's a long-running, successful level of idiocy.
And you got to admit, Jason Cole, it's become the Hall of Very Good, so that lowers the standard for Derek Carr to get in. He just has to be very good.
I'm not sure Derek Carr is going to get in the Fresno State Hall of Fame right now. Okay?
But in that Jets room,
I take it back. Derek Carr is a very fine player and deserves the Fresno State Hall of Fame. No question about that.
Okay,
I take that.
But
back.
The two parts of this: number one, who in the Jets organization?
The problem is the Fresno State. The problem with the Fresno State Hall of Fame is it's in Fresno.
Well, there's the Fresno County Hall of Fame. All right, now there's the Fresno County Hall of Fame. David Carr is already in it, and so is Tom Seaver. So I think there's room for Derek Carr to get in.
Another great New Yorker, right?
Yeah, there you go. I got it right here.
Met to a Jet. Now you got Baseball Hall of Fame. You got the Mets. You know, Jets. This next day, next. It's the next step.
Stephen Baker
is in. How about that? Take that, Samini.
Trent Dilfer is in the Fresno Hall of Fame. All these guys, they're all in.
Trent Dilfer is a wonderful human being who I love very much. He's great, great guy.
Stephon Page, Logan Mankins. Yes, of course. Derek Carr is getting in the Fresno Hall of Fame.
Are you really actually? You really actually looked this up?
Yes, there is a website, FresnoHallOfFame.org. Yeah, no, I'm on it right now.
You're actually Stephon Page.
Yeah,
let's
dude.
Go Kansas City Chiefs Ring of Honor, Stephon Page. He probably didn't even make that, did he?
No, so, Jeff Tedford's in the Fresno Hall of Fame. Look at these guys.
Jeff Tedford, the only coach that Aaron Rodgers actually respects.
So you won't be presenting. So I have to talk to some other Hall of Fame. I have to cultivate a 10-year relationship with another Hall of Fame voter to get him to present Derek Carr when it's time for him to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much. That's what I'm telling you right now.
Unless he does win the two Super Bowls,
you better work with Bob Glauber. Go start working. Gary Myers and Glauber. Take those guys. Go get
start
them.
Sending them the sandwich coupon,
yeah.
Smith.
Except that they expire in like 2 days. By the time you get them in the mail, the sandwich coupons expire. That's how Jason Smith works.
Yeah. Nicely done. Hey, I've been looking into a Guatemalan darkness retreat to try to experience what Aaron Rodgers does as the holding pattern for the quarterbacks all goes through. What do you make of this? As we move forward, how long does this hold out before we actually get decisions on these guys?
I'd like to find some silly. The whole thing is just idiocy again. Aaron Rodgers, he's not walking away from the $60-something million he's going to get or whatever the total is, right? He's going to play. They've got to come. He's got to make it seem like it's his decision that he wants to go. As much as the Packers would, you know, look, the Packers would love to have him if he's willing to be a team guy again and sort of turn around his mantra. That's which is a great word for a guy who's in a darkness retreat. If he's willing to flip that script and be a good team guy again, except that, you know, what you saw between him and LaFleur during games last year was complete disrespect. The eye roll over the strategy decisions, and the fact that I think they believe that Jordan Love can actually play, and that he's had enough time on the bench, which just by the way, may I say, is a really good lesson for anybody who takes Anthony Richardson in this draft. You better get him to a team that has a really good quarterback who he can sit behind for 2 or 3 years before he learns how to play. And that's on a serious note, because I think Anthony Richardson's an amazing athlete. He's not a quarterback yet. So that aside, if they can come to some kind of terms where it looks like Aaron Rodgers is the one calling the shots, they have a chance to make this trade happen. If he gets the hint that they want to move on, he is just about cynical enough to want to really stick it to him and stay for another year and play mind games. He really is. Like that. This is a whole twisted thing. Like, it has gone from him being upset about what he felt like was his wasted career to him, like, doing the Packer revenge tour. Like, it just, you know, like, oh, I'm going to take this out on you. Brian Gutekunst, let me make you as small as humanly possible. LaFleur, let me make you as small as humanly possible because I'm the quarterback and I can do anything. That's how Aaron Rodgers has been conducting this for a couple of years.
Yeah, but wouldn't the Packers, if they want to move on, wouldn't they be okay with that? Hey, Aaron wanted out. It's more free publicity for them. Hey, we tried to keep Aaron. You see, obviously, he wanted to go. I don't see that being a big deterrent in the trade. Yeah, Aaron, you want to say you want? Okay, great. We'll go on from there. And
that's how it's going to go. For them, it's fine. For them, it's fine. What they can't allow to have happen, and there's been a headline, like a headline came out last week, that Packers would like to move on, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, that's like somebody farted in the car while you were driving across country. Like, that didn't work to convince Aaron that he wants to go. Like, that's him being in the darkness retreat, and, you know, like, oh, who's in there here with me? What do I smell? That kind of thing. Like, it's a bad deal for the Packers when that kind of a headline comes out. And if he believes that that's what they want. Like, they kind of have to grovel. They have to play a public perception of, we really want to have him back. We love you. We love you. Love you. That kind of thing. And as soon as they start to grovel and seem weak again, then he can punish them. Like, it's like, this is such a mind game. It's ridiculous.
Dan Patrick Show here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for the guys today. On the hotline with us, joins us on our show.
This is a one-shot deal for you guys, right? Like, after they really listen to this show, like, it's not going to happen.
No. I could go back in the archives. We've done it a couple of times. we haven't been kicked out permanently just yet.
This is going to be your last time as a Pro Football Hall of Very Good voter. They're going to go,
after,
this guy.
After my appearance on this show, you guys are done. But that's okay.
Yeah, so. Wait a minute. Jason Cole said he won't present Derek Carr to the Hall of Fame. All right, he's out. No more voting for Jason Cole.
It's a long path before that would have to happen. At Jason Cole 62, where you find him, read him on Outkick. All right, we got to go to the Cowboys because, you know, flirtations now and talking about the draft. We had the postseason comments from an angry Jerry Jones talking about the draft and being a priority. Dak on a short leash here in terms of his tenure with the Cowboys. I mean, I know that contract is prohibitive and all.
The contract, they're sort of stuck with that one for a while. The other thing is, you know, like, that was Jerry and Steven's idea. So, like, they're trapped by that contract. Look, Jerry can fuss and fume all that he wants and eventually fire another coach along the way. But, you know, it's always his fault. I mean, he's the one who constructed this team. I mean, look, it's the comedy of the Cowboys, where they say, oh, things are going to change. Things are going to change. And, you know, we're going to bring in more cowboy bees. And, you know, all those kinds of things that Jerry Jones talks about, right? Cowboy bees during the day, nobody will get that.
No. You'd be surprised the number of folks that turned right around and got up with us this morning. Loyal folks in our
fan base. I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if anybody got up to listen to me. Jerry fumes, it's the same thing every year. Like, nothing changes. Okay, we're going to change the coach. We got a high-paid quarterback. Who are you getting as your next quarterback? You know, I hear, oh, they'll trade for Aaron Rodgers. They're not trading for Aaron Rodgers. They're not doing that. It'll be too much draft capital, and the Packers aren't going to trade him to the Cowboys. Like, it's just not going to happen that way. So forget that. It's just the cycle of I need attention. It's sort of Jerry Jones, in a lot of ways, is like Antonio Brown. And that's a really weird comparison.
It is.
But don't you notice, like every 3 to 4 weeks, or it's more like every 2 to 3 months. Every 2 to 3 months, there's an Antonio Brown sighting. He says something crazy just because, like, he needs to get attention. So, oh, let me create some headlines because nobody's paying attention anymore to me. And just let everybody know that I'm out there. Like, that's where the Cowboys are in their cycle, just trying to get attention. Like, oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good because it's the soap opera. It's just the Jerry Jones soap opera. The thing that was more fascinating to me that came out yesterday was Dave Ziegler from the Raiders saying, you know, we might not have that immediate answer, basically,
right,
for the quarterback situation. And, you know, Derek Carr humor aside, so you're telling me you got rid of a solid starting quarterback and now you realize you don't have a plan.
You didn't even try to sell Stidham at all.
Right. Like, time out. If you get rid of somebody who's a good, solid player, not a Hall of Famer, and certainly not as a Jet a Hall of Famer, but if you get rid of that good, solid starting quarterback and who's made you, you know, a playoff team, you know, recently, and you don't have a plan for the next quarterback, what are you doing? Like, seriously, why did I hire you? Why did I hire you as the GM, and why did I hire that dude as the coach who told me that this quarterback wasn't good enough, but I don't have another answer? Like, that makes absolutely no sense to me. Absolutely zero. And I'm not sure that Josh McDaniel makes the John Carroll Hall of Fame. Get that reference? That's a good one.
Well, look, I'll tell you this, J. Cole. I will help you out here, you know, coming on the show as you do, because we give you one sandwich a year. It's the deal you sign.
I send him whiskey.
When Derek Carr...
I get 3 bottles of whiskey a year from one of you. I get expired sandwich tickets from the other.
Well, it's not my fault they're expired when I buy them. I don't know. They look legit enough to me. But just wait. Here's what I will do for you.
There's that sell-by date thing just doesn't quite work with you, right? Is that what you're saying?
I don't even look at that.
But it just says Best Buy. I mean, come on.
Here's what I will do for you. When Derek Carr signs with the Jets and the Jets are in the Super Bowl next year and Derek Carr is coming back to Vegas, the triumphant hero, I will go to Vegas 2 weeks early just to listen to Vegas sports talk radio to hear every caller say, how do we give up on Derek Carr? How do we let the Jets get him? And now they're in the Super Bowl and I got to watch Derek Carr back here at the stadium playing in the Super Bowl. Yeah. I will do that
you. Why do you have to go to Vegas to do that?
Because it's more fun. I want to be. See,
he wants to be among the people.
I'm a man of the people. I want to be among the people walking down the street, going, "I can't wait. We let Derek Carr go for this." No, I'll be a man of the people.
We got Derek Carr, baby. We got him. That's right. We got Derek Carr. That's what we got him. That's why we're in the Super Bowl, baby. That's right. Where's my buddy Samini? Get Samini. I need him with me. That's what you're gonna do. That's going to be you walking down the street next year in Vegas. Give me Samini right now.
The man you are listening to is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter, a longtime NFL insider.
I was.
He had a good run.
Today. It's over. It's just so done. I'm just so
check him out on Outkick. It's Jersey Jason Cole. Jersey Jacob.
They're calling to take him away right now.
J. Cole, as always, buddy. Appreciate it, my friend.
Porter's knocking on my door. It's not for a good thing.
Okay, oh, look, I'm crying as they take Jason Cole's vote away. I'm so crying. I'm crying. It's so bad. I played a role in this, just like Zach Thomas, except I'm doing it for Jason Cole. Look at him. He's got to actually hand his badge over to him. He's going to take it off his neck and give him the lanyard. It's so sad.
We're canceling you from the Zoom call. You're out.
The passcode has changed.
See you, buddy. Have
bye, J. Cole.
Bye.
Oh, man. I mean, if people that guy's a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter. Yay. Okay. Yes, he is.
That's our friend.
Now, look, just really quick on Dak is that just think about this for a second. Every time you hear, hey, this contract is bad, Aaron Rodgers has $90 million of dead cap money this year. And what are we talking about? The Packers trading him and him being able to move on. No money is unavoidable. No, there's no money obstacle if a team wants to make a trade with somebody because a player either doesn't want to be there or they want to move on. So the money, the no trade clause is not an obstacle because they just exist so a player can't get dealt anywhere. Right? No trade. No one wants to stay in a place where they're not welcome. So all it does is say, okay, I'm just going to control the teams I will accept a trade to, and I waive the trade clause. I'm telling you, Dallas wants to Jordan Love Dak Prescott this offseason, Mike Harmon. It's coming. It's coming. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. Jason Smith and my best friend Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. But if you think we've had crazy quarterback conversation so far, wait till we ask you the $45 million question coming up next right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing.
Wait.
He's
still on the line.
Get off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done,
yeah,
listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon.
Yo.
In for Dan and the Danettes today. Thanks to Jason Cole. I mean, I think thanks to Jason Cole
no,
for
that was
stopping
great.
By with us a few minutes ago.
He took every shot possible at us and our ability, verbosity, the ability to process NFL information and really tried to cut our legs out from under us. But that's okay. We keep standing. I'm like
good.
Elton John. I've got the hat. I've got the glasses. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
So amidst all the quarterback craziness going on the last couple of days, a headline that is easily to be dismissed but I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
You had a furrowed brow there. You were like rubbing your temples right there as you were.
It is. Well, listen, because I spend a lot of time thinking about the Derek Carr Hall of Fame thing and how I'm going to feel when he goes in and the emotion I'm going to have after winning two Super Bowls with the Jets. I'm going to feel that way. But not the only big quarterback craziness happening, not just Aaron Rodgers, not just, is that this story that's gaining a lot of momentum the last couple of days, Daniel Jones switching agents, and he wants $45 million a year for his next contract from the Giants. And it seems crazy, right? Oh, Daniel Jones, because he's not a $45 million a year player. Look, the guy threw 15 touchdowns last year, okay? He totaled 22 touchdowns. Is he a great quarterback? No, he's not.
But Jason, Does he work with the Giants? Jason, what the market is there.
Does he work for the Giants? Yes, he does. Brian Daboll came over from Buffalo and said, you know, listen, we have a guy here. I can take advantage of his skill set. I always said that Daniel Jones is kind of a Josh Allen light. And what did Brian Daboll do? He made him into the Giants version of Josh Allen. He was able to make more plays with his legs, doubled his career amount of rushing yards, and still put enough points on the board for the Giants. He works with the Giants. So $45 million. No, the Giants are going to pay him. They're going to give him $45 million. Yes, they'll franchise him now, but there's only four quarterbacks who have played an entire season in the franchise tag the last 18 years, and two of them were Kirk Cousins. So the franchise tag is just, we're going to put it on for now and then figure it out. The Giants will wind up paying him. Why? They just got a huge taste of the playoffs after years of trying to figure out what do we do at the end of Eli Manning's career and what do we do after Eli Manning's career is over. And now they're going to throw that at risk because they're probably not going to bring back Saquon Barkley because it's too much money for a running back who really fell off a cliff the last half of the season last year. They killed him with that 35 carry game he had in week 11. And so, what are you going to do? You're going to say goodbye to your running back and your quarterback? No, they're going to give Daniel Jones money. He's got a lot of leverage in this situation, and the Giants aren't going to go backwards. They're not going to say, okay, well, that's too much money. We're going to start it out with somebody else. No, it's not going to be that way. And just understand that from a football perspective, money for quarterbacks is never going to stop. Like, it's like I hear people talk about this, and I hear fans talk about it, and I see people talk about it on TV, and they go, "Well, yeah, it's too much money here." No, that's not happening. We're not going to have an unofficial collusion of quarterbacks not getting paid, and suddenly it's going to be a slow increase. By the year 2030, we're going to have a quarterback making $100 million a year, right? If Daniel Jones is worth $45 million, what's Joe Burrow going to be worth? $60 million? Yeah. Joe Burrow's going to be worth $60 million a year when it comes time for his contract, when it comes up. What's Mahomes going to be worth? Right, Mahomes signed for a big deal. Mahomes would be a $60, $70 million a year guy. That's how it goes with quarterbacks. The prices just go up. So is Daniel Jones, in theory, a $45 million guy? No, but $45 million a year for just an average to above average quarterback is where we're at. Every year, somebody breaks the mold and signs a contract that's a little bit more than it should be for a quarterback, and it's going to wind up being Daniel Jones. The Giants will keep them. They don't want to go backwards. They know the prices for quarterbacks are just going to go up. The salary cap is going up for the NFL, so it's all good. This is how it goes.
Yeah, the other part to it all, Jason, is it's always the replacement cost. Who else are you bringing in? Right? Rise of Jones, say what you will about the stats, 15 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. It's a nice 3-to-1 ratio. And decidedly throwing to, shall we say, a subpar set of receivers by NFL standards. I think that's fair to say. As you roll forward. So you look at re-upping that cast around and whatever Galladay is at this point, he's a sunk cost as far as I went. You let and got rid of Kadarius Toney, so now you're resetting that. But if you look behind curtain number two at the quarterback position, what is it? You're going to go draft a guy? Well, you're not drafting until the 25th pick. And then the second round pick is 57. Maybe you find a diamond in the rough and a long-term guy. That's fine. But you didn't give Jones his 50-year option. You didn't pick up on that. And now you have to pay the piper. And as you say, the salary cap keeps rising up. With every subsequent media deal, the money just keeps flowing in, which means the salary cap keeps rising. And who takes a good chunk? Quarterback. Not anybody. There's very few guys that are going to be in a position like Tom Brady was to say, you know what, I can take less, build a defense, build a squad around me. Because long-term competitiveness. And you could write all the articles you want. We could do all of it on radio and TV until we're blue in the face of it. He should take a little less so they can add more around him. That's all fine and good. That's all great theoretical. I'm not getting in the man's wallet. he is worth what the market will bear.
He changed agents because, you know, he wants that kind of deal. And he has the Giants in a position of where he's got all the strength and they don't. Right, if the Giants just had another middling season where, hey, Daniel Jones played better, but the team was still 6-11, yeah, no, it's not happening. Saying, hey, we're okay starting over, but they got the playoffs and they got there in the first year with a head coach who came in who clearly was did the best job of any coach in the NFL in the regular season last year because he came in with nothing and they didn't add anybody to the team and they wound up making the playoffs and the sky's the limit. Now they're going to bring in more talent. Giants aren't going back to that. They're not going back. Yes, Daniel Jones will get $45 million a year. People will go crazy and will shrug and say, this is how it goes in the NFL. And yes, Joe Burrow will get $60 million. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming up, we get back into a big NFL quarterback topic. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.